Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, right on time, number 89. I got my wingman Zambo.
Hello.
And old Brim here, and let me tell you, it's going to be an epic episode. Why?
Well, I mean, at this point, we're at 89 episodes in, right? They should know. It always is.
That's what I'm talking about. As always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Manitail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Beyer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need. Also, quick shout out to Zoom North America. Thank you so much for being a part of our esteemed family of endorsers.
Love you.
And what do you call it? Yeah, man, I got to tell you, it has been... It has been a wild ride this past week. I have been so swamped.
Same.
It has been ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. My dad was in and out of the hospital, so I understand that exact feeling.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know about it until the night before.
Wait, oh, so it was planned?
Yeah, it was apparently planned for about 2 months.
To get a hysterectomy?
And no. Okay. No, actually,
you know a hysterectomy is for a woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making
That's
sure.
why I was like, no. He had to get two stents in his heart.
Wow.
Turns out he had a 95% blockage in his major right artery.
Oh my goodness.
So he was literally about a month away from, oh my God, the worst probably heart attack that damn near probably could have killed him.
Oh geez.
So
well, I'm glad that he's okay.
He's home. He's happy. He's resting. He has two stents in, and he's just enjoying life. He's okay.
Yep.
And it's a good wake-up call for him.
Well, I'm so glad he's only
10, he's only about 11 years older than you. So
yeah, yeah, well.
Keep that in mind. Wake
trust
up call.
Me. I'm with you. I actually am you know, I used some cash to get the new Oculus. So what do you call
it?
Yeah,
so you were trying to play the Walking Dead game before, right?
Oh, well, no, not trying. I did. And
you did?
Wow, man.
Yeah?
When I tell
isn't it,
you.
Isn't it fun?
It is 1,000% all immersive. Mm-hmm. And you think you're there.
Yep.
And we're going to say,
we'll get into that later.
That.
First, let's do the gigs.
Today's secret word is
election. Remember, everybody, today is election.
As of the release of the show, you should have hopefully gone out to vote. If your polling places are still open, what the hell are you doing? You better be on your way to it, because go out there and vote.
Yes.
You got to vote. And if you're indifferent, if you feel like the voting thing is not going to be worth it, you're wrong. It does make a difference. So
everybody's
please,
vote makes a difference.
Please.
And although we might be in one direction and you might be in another direction, we still respect your opinion.
Exactly.
And we still want you to go out and vote.
Exactly.
Voting is, I mean, if you're late, you know, and you're for the wrong side, you know, that's one thing. No, I'm just kidding, guys. What do you call it? For real?
I don't even know what side.
No, I'm just kidding. Vote. Just vote. Listen, at this point, I think everybody knows the sides.
If they've been listening since the beginning, yeah, now they know the side. But if you haven't, hey, don't worry about it. It's all cool.
It's
you do
good.
You, boo-boo.
Well,
it's
that's
fine.
The thing. It's the thing. It's, you know, again, everybody's entitled to their own opinions. Everybody's entitled to their, selection, you know?
Yeah.
And whether it's right, wrong, or different for you or I, for other people, mm-hmm. or, you know, or ours is different for them, it doesn't make a difference. That's what makes the world go round, is the
exactly.
difference in opinion. And that's the thing. And that's the important thing to remember for all sides, is the fact that everybody is entitled to that difference of opinion. You should never, ever belittle people for their difference in opinion, and you should always respect the fact that we are built, our country is built on having,
different
opinions.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, again, whether you're on the left, the right, sideways, in between,
the
on
Green
top,
Party,
below,
whatever.
Doesn't make a difference. The fact of the matter is, go out, vote, speak your mind. But don't deter people from voting for somebody. Don't try to push somebody in any which way or shape or form.
Let them come to their own conclusions.
Exactly.
You can help them decide, but in no way should you should have a full-on hands-off approach in terms of how they should come to their own decision.
Listen, they should just be educated.
Yeah.
If you're up for the opportunity to vote right now, mm-hmm. and it's time, all right? Like, it's Dylan's first time voting this year. We went, we voted. It's 100%
great.
Up to him.
Good.
You know, he asked, he says, you know, what are your thoughts? What is this? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he already had his mindset, but, you know, he wanted to get a little more information.
And that's very smart of him.
And he's intelligent. He doesn't just listen to the news or read articles. He looks into everything. So
that's
he knows,
point.
You know what I mean, what's going on. And that's the thing. most of you, listen, out there, I again, all I want to say is, you know, media can be helpful, they can be hurtful, I get it. There's no such thing as fake news, okay? Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is if they're reporting on something, maybe there's not 100% truth in all things, but there's certainly not 100% falsities in certain things.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is you need to get a wide variety of information from different outlets all around, and then you'll get somewhat severance of the actual truth.
Diversify your research, because then you can come to a clearer decision about how you feel about the decisions you are making.
Right. I mean, again, we wouldn't be doing our jobs as people in the public eye had we not set it for everybody to go out and vote. And again, yeah. I can't speak for you.
No, it's fine.
But, you know, I could not tell you or anybody else, you shouldn't vote for this one because of this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I can say, well, I personally dislike this one. This is my reason why.
And I feel the exact same way because, and honestly, my parents are the polar opposite of my thinking in terms of political.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But the point is, we still sit down, we have our discussions with it.
That's right.
It may get a little loud, but in no way does it go past that. It's just terms of we're very adamant about our positions because of X, Y, and Z, and Z, Y, and X. That's all it is.
That's it.
That's all it is.
So we just implore you to do your research and know what you're doing. Know that the next 4 years is vital to our country.
It is.
You know, and just make your right decision. That's it. Make the right decision for you.
Exactly.
You
know? Giant meteor 2020. Just end it all.
Oh, no, don't say that. See, I'm not good for that. I don't want that.
You know me. I'm just a straight nihilist.
I know. And I get it. You know sometimes, look, the year that we've had, 2020, has been such a it show.
Crap
you know
shoot.
What I mean?
It's been a crapshoot.
It's just been disgusting. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been a lot of good things that happened this year also.
There have. Not saying there hasn't.
You know what I mean?
There have been some good things, but Sean Connery dying? Come on, that's clearly a knock.
Well, yeah, rest in peace, Sean Connery. Wow. Yeah.
90 years old.
Can you, first of all, let's be freaking straight here. He led an amazing life.
He lived and let lived.
Bam! I can't believe you just went there.
I know that was Roger Moore, but please don't come at me on that one.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying in general that you actually went live and let die.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you call it? Because that's from a Bond movie.
Well, of course. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah. Well, no. I know.
I'm sorry. You're explaining for the audience.
The audience might not know.
Sorry. Yes.
We might have a lot of youngins who don't necessarily know.
So if you guys do not know, for the youngins, James Bond is a very titular character. He's not just Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say Roger Daltrey, though?
No, I said Roger Moore.
Okay, just making sure.
No, I thought
you said Roger Daltrey for a second.
No, I said Roger Moore.
Which is a complete different person than Roger Moore.
Completely different. Completely different.
Who?
Still a decent Bond.
Who?
Daltrey.
Exactly who?
Oh, exactly.
See?
Okay.
Who are ya? Ooh. All right. Anyway, so continue.
No, it's okay. He's different from Daniel Craig, but he was the original James Bond actor. He was the original 007 from Dr. No all the way to, oh my God, what was the last one he was in?
Good question. I don't know. Was he in the one that Davi was in? Robert was in the movie. Which one was
no,
he?
No, the one that Robert was in, I believe,
Sean
was
Connery.
I think it was with either Dalton or Moore. Timothy Dalton or Roger Moore.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm going to look that up during the break, and I'll be able to tell you.
Out of curiosity.
But,
that's great.
But James Bond is a fantastic action series. Definitely has not... Well, it has changed with the times. If you pay attention to the theme, like how he's evolved as a character, it's changed with the social norms and generations, without a doubt. So what you'll see back then is certainly not what's reflected now. So I do implore you to just have an open mind if you're going to be easily, you know, upset by that. But overall, it is a great film series.
Yeah.
Just overall of just nonstop fun, and I can't say enough. I'll talk people's ear off about 007.
Yeah,
it was one of my first series that I've ever got like hooked into.
I could see that because I mean everything about it is a
great suits, fast cars.
Were you the guy who played what was it the N64
the James Bond game? That was my first exposure to James Bond, and then
I got killed all the time in that.
Oh yeah, but then Pierce Brosnan was my first Bond, who obviously the game was based off of.
Right.
And then I went back and I'm like, Dad, what's James Bond? And he's like, Oh son, I never thought you'd ask. No, not really, but he did have a couple of the movies on VHS.
Yeah.
So we watched them in sequential order, and I'm like, these are awesome. I want them all. So we eventually owned them all. So
there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, great freaking movies.
Great movies.
Why don't we do this again? We're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. Remember, everybody, make sure to go out and vote because the election is a very important one in our history. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes.
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we are back to... Within Brim Skin.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you had something else to say, didn't you?
There was one thing that I should have mentioned with the whole vote thing. Obviously, we said multiple times go out and vote, so just one last time. Go out and vote because there's just one thing all parties will agree on no matter what. Flat value. If you don't vote, though, you really don't have the right to complain.
That's true.
And
don't complain.
That's not just an opinion of mine. That is an opinion of literally every single party. Alignment.
There you go.
So anyway,
that being said, what do you call it? So moving forward, so you wanted to talk about the Oculus a little bit. I had some cash that was owed to me.
Okay.
And so I was like, you know,
splurgy-wergy.
I continuously been hearing about this, and I was like, you know what?
The Quest 2, I'm guessing.
Yes,
you
the
got.
Quest 2.
Same one that I have. Okay.
Oh, wait, you have one?
My brother has it, and him and I split.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My brother and
you
I...
You never told me this.
Oh, I thought we spoke about it before.
No.
I apologize. My brother probably got it about a week before you.
Really?
And I've been playing Beat Saber.
We could have been playing together.
We could have, now I know, so we can easily be playing together. He's barely on it because he's working a lot too, but obviously I'm working too, so by the time I'm done, it's pretty late and I'm tired, but on the weekends, it frees up some time, so maybe we could do multiplayer.
There you go.
And I would absolutely love that. That'd be fantastic.
It's
absolutely fun.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
What do you call it? It is so immersive.
Oh, yeah.
You don't realize.
Did you play the loaded app called First Steps?
Yeah.
Isn't that so cool?
I streamed it.
Oh, you played that one?
Yeah, I streamed it.
Yeah, the First Steps app. The Oculus one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, with the shooting and what do you call it?
The shooting
and the
Zeppelin.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I didn't know if you... I didn't see that part. That's why I was just curious.
Yeah, no. Because I did that.
It's a blast.
I did that the other day.
Okay.
I did that after I did the Walking Dead one. But, you know, I was like, you know what? I might as well try this. And and let everybody see, you know, which what do you call it, what I'm doing with it, and you know,
it is
pretty freaking amazing.
Okay, so this implementation of VR,
okay,
from a technological standpoint, has cemented VR to me as it's no longer a gimmick,
right?
Like 3D. It's no longer a gimmick.
It is
real.
This
is now something that we can easily implement into our everyday lives because it's just now a battery-operated headset with no wires, unless you want to, because then you would connect it to another device like your computer, and that'd be another thing. My brother's getting the cable. It should be in any day now, and we can connect it to my gaming computer,
right?
And we could play even more games with it because the headset is compatible with things like that.
Right.
And that opens up a whole new mess of a whole new mess.
You need that cord because if you want to stream to Twitch.
Exactly, that as well, and then because it has to connect to a computer, and then there has to be an input device, and it's got to get coded properly.
Right. Yeah,
all that stuff. It's encoding.
See, I don't know how any of that is.
Me neither.
When I'm ready to, then I'm gonna have to let you know about that. So,
true, because then maybe we can make that work. My brother though figured out how on Beat Saber how to get custom songs.
Oh really?
So we downloaded like Thriller. We downloaded
really.
Oh my God, Thriller was near impossible.
Really?
It's on expert mode.
And it's for free?
Yeah, because it's just obviously if you own the game Beat Saber, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you connect to the special server,
okay,
and it's not like a hack or anything, it's literally just like, oh, where do you want to get your custom songs from? And it's like a link.
Right.
You enter in that link and then you do some extra steps and then you have it. And then you just scroll through whatever they have and then you just go through like their top rated songs because obviously those are the ones that are correctly made.
Right.
And you can download them onto the device and play it.
That's interesting.
That's it.
And it plays right on the game.
Right on the game. And you can launch the game right from the browser from the ones that you downloaded.
Are you going to have to show me how to do
that? My brother knows how to do it. So if anything, I can have him show me to show you or whatever.
Yeah. Or
but it's really cool.
Me. I mean, whatever. We're connected. But okay.
It's really cool.
So I got it really cool. Because I wanted to try to be more active and use it
very,
to lose some weight.
Very smart. That's exactly how I'm playing with Beat Saber.
Yeah.
That's exactly
why I'm
how I'm
doing it
with Beat Saber.
So I'm spending at least, you know, X amount of time every
day.
About
30 minutes
you know.
A day is a pretty good amount without getting too motion sick.
That's the thing. Now the biggest issue with Walking Dead and some of the other things, did you go into Rec Room yet?
Yes. Rec Room's pretty fun.
It's a lot of fun. But you get motion sickness like this.
Oh, yeah, no. You got to be
so freaking quick.
So
until you get used to it.
Yeah.
Because in order to keep up with some of these things, you have to move quick.
Yep.
And then what happens is you get the whole equilibrium of your head just gets all wonky and it's nuts.
So I played Resident Evil 7 in VR. Now, this was before I got the Oculus Quest. This was at a friend's house. So this was another thing. But that game, the way that they did it was very smart where they kind of shrunk your vision a little bit by kind of dimming the edge of the screen.
Okay.
And that really helped with reducing motion sickness.
Yeah, well, I squint my eyes.
You squint your eyes a little bit.
When I have to run.
That's good. That's good. So there's another way to do it as well where you can kind of quote unquote teleport to your next location where you kind of point and click and then your character just kind of hops there without needing to give you motion.
In those games though?
In those games. Yeah, you have to look at the controls. I forget what you could do. But it's ways to mitigate motion sickness. That's still the biggest thing that they're trying to work out. It's gotten better because the last time I played Resident Evil 7 with the VR headset was about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So it's improved severely since then regardless.
I don't care what game anybody plays.
It can make
nothing.
You sick.
It is it's nothing compared to this VR.
Oh no! This is a whole new world.
This is a whole new world. Doing
absolutely.
So I was playing Walking Dead, right?
Yeah,
and I was streaming it, and everything you see, your hands, you move your fingers,
you can look down, you can grab the tools off your belt. And
so
like
you
that.
Played it then?
I've played a little bit of it. Yeah, my brother just got it, so I only got to play like maybe a 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. But see, I wanted the other game. I didn't realize that it was only Sinners and Saints on this one. So I wanted the other one, which is only on Rift, I think it is.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean
I didn't
know
there
was
a difference.
There are different ones. And sadly, it's usually like the power behind them. The Rift is like just a headset.
Okay.
It directly connects to a computer. Then the computer does all the work while the headset just kind of projects.
Gotcha.
The Quest is its own built-in system.
That's what I wanted, yeah.
And it can only go so far. That's probably why the one that you wanted to get was not on there. It's a compatibility thing. That doesn't mean in the future.
Oh,
but as of right now,
Yeah, not
so,
yet.
So I'm sitting and I'm doing this thing, and mm-hmm. I like it's like the first scene, and I'm like I'm well not the first like the second mm-hmm. scene, and I'm walking around, and I'm like, okay, this woman asks me to do something, so I'm going, okay.
Yeah.
So I have the knife out, figuring, okay, I'll take out whatever walkers are coming at me, and I'm gonna be safe with it because, you know, I've got the knife, I'll be good, and, you know, and
yeah, back
and
up,
you know,
everybody.
Just be able to take them out quick and fast.
Did you configure the room mode, or are you sitting down?
No, I'm walking.
You're walking around.
Yeah.
You're actually in free room.
Yeah.
In free room.
Yeah.
Oh,
free
that's
room.
So much fun.
Yeah.
You got to draw the surface and area, draw around
yeah.
where you can. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, what do you call it? You know, because again, then you can look around all, you know, or behind you and everything. So, like,
yeah.
I'm sitting and checking behind me and, you know, making sure nothing's going on. I'm going towards this area and I see the one walker. So I'm like, all right. And I go up. And I go to he's far enough away, so I'm like, okay, let me pick up a couple of these things and throw them in my backpack real fast. And then all of a sudden, I'm missing my freaking knife. I'm like, where the hell did my knife go? So I was like, okay, now this walker's coming at me. So I grab, there's a brick. I have the brick in my left hand.
Yeah.
And I have a bottle in my right hand, a broken bottle, right?
Yeah.
So so the walker's coming. So I take my right hand and I shank it. I shank it right in the head.
You shank him?
With the, what do you call it? With the bottle.
Yeah.
And it's stuck and it's still coming at me. So with my left hand, I'm clubbing it like a baby seal.
Yep.
And this thing is not stopping.
Yep.
So I was able to push it away from me, and I was like, F this jazz. I pulled out the axe,
uh-huh.
and I jacked him in the head with the axe.
Did he
kill
it? Okay, good.
Killed it. Okay. Then all of a sudden, like, I'm backing up a little bit, and out of like from behind, I hear,
and you're like,
I was like, you know, and I turn as I'm turning around, it like grabs me, and so I couldn't even like swing or anything. So I actually moved, and I'm you know, again, I'm in my living room and mm-hmm. so forth. But where I was at that specific point, I was very close to where my couch was.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, mind you, I'm live. I'm so everybody.
So you're like,
everybody's there, you know,
yeah.
And I would call it. So I actually tripped and fell back onto my couch. So I went out of the
so you saw like the little like grid wall, and it's like,
yes.
Out of play area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, oh my God. And then Danielle's in the other room. Are you okay? What's going on? Did you fall?
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, well, nobody knew that I fell until you said it. You know, thank you. You know, and I get back up. I take out that walker, and then I'm like, I'm shook because mm-hmm. what do you call it? I'm like, okay, because in real life, you know what I mean? I would like to believe that I'd be hearing things better.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Or you know, at least it's like, it's real world. You can see what's going on in front of you.
Yeah.
Like this, yes, it's real world per se, and it's so immersive. But you can't see everything unless you completely.
That's
you know
the
what
best
I mean?
Part. You actually have to have an awareness of your surroundings,
right.
And that's where the sound really comes into
yes.
play. I recommend, honestly, playing with headphones on top of your Oculus, because then you get a more immersive experience.
I don't know if I want to go further in,
because it's a lot. It's a lot more enjoyable, especially with the way that the Oculus speakers, like, they're okay.
They're
work.
Great.
They're great. But to play with headphones, 10 times more better in terms of experiencing. And plus, too, if you have headphones in and if you have a smart TV, you can cast your Oculus to the smart TV.
Yeah.
And people can watch with a slight delay in the same room as you.
Yeah.
And your sound won't interfere with their sound, so there won't be that desync of, oh, God, I hear three things at once. What's going on?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's craziness.
And also, before we get off the topic of Oculus, there are a few games I want to recommend to you that I definitely think you need to look at.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely consider buying.
Okay,
we have Super Hot VR. Super Hot's a game where it's a game where you have to kill all the enemies in the room, and when you move, they move. So when you stop moving, everything freezes in time. The bullets, the glass, the grenades, everything. So you have to move slowly and look at what you're doing in your surroundings before you make an action, or that bullet that's coming towards your face can actually kill you. So like that broken bottle that you have in your hand, you can use it to deflect the bullet, and you can throw the bottle at the guy. And then at the end of that level, after you beat it, it shows you in real time what it looks like, and then it shows you like just being a badass.
That's pretty fun.
And then there's a game that's like, it's like that, but it's a mixture of Beat Saber and Super Hot. It's called Pistol Whip, where you shoot
you
shoot the enemies to the beat of the music. And then, of course, Star Wars Vader Immortal.
See, I was thinking about that, but I didn't. Let's talk about that
in the next segment,
or we'll talk about it on GHR.
Sure.
Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskia.
Hey, guys, this is Anna Mia, and you're listening with Brimstone. In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoica, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we are back again to Within Brim Skin.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
So, what do you call it? I want to give a shout out to Big Dough Cookies. They actually, I saw some of their stuff on Insta, and what do you call it? I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. They're like, hey, we'll send you something. I was like, I appreciate that. So they sent me a package for myself, and I said, you know, I would share it with GHR.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? So we'll share some tonight. But what do you call it? If you guys check them out, it's BigDoughCookies.com, at BigDoughCookies on Insta. They are freaking amazing. First of all, like, put this in your hand and feel it. It's like, it's ginormous. It is like super huge, and it feels like a chunk of deliciousness in your hand. Now you're supposed to. Now we don't have a an oven here in the studio, but what do you call? So I put it in the microwave for about 45 seconds to a minute, and it was just unbelievable. So what do you call it? I want to take some pictures a little later and have us, you know, make a couple of posts.
Definitely.
But what do you call it? But they're awesome, and I wanted to give them a shout out. So if you guys really want some delicious cookies, I know they ship everywhere. Give them a shot, you know, and you know, let them know Brim sent you or not. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I just want you to check them out.
They're good.
They're pretty awesome. So that being said, also, you know, I don't know if you've seen this, my Wild Gear stuff.
Yeah, I started seeing that cup, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty badass."
I've been using the Wild Gear stuff. Okay. I actually met them through Jarrett from Bowling for Soup.
No way!
And you know, we've kind of like, you know, how we met Transparent Glasses through Ricky.
Yeah,
Ricky
yeah,
Rocket,
yeah.
And what do you call it? So we're I've been back and forth with them, and you know, they sent me some stuff. They were so kind to send me some stuff. I believe they're sending to you guys as well shortly. So we're talking about that.
Cool. Okay.
But what do you call it? Like, it is.
Well, thank you guys preemptively. Obviously,
I've got to tell you though, it is like really, really good product, mm-hmm. because it's keeping my coffee. You know how I'm an avid coffee drinker, and I'm sitting there and I have my coffee from this morning, and mm-hmm. it's still hot.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like some good quality right there, because you don't get a lot of thermoses that you find don't have that quality as much as they claim it.
No.
So the fact that that is just so good.
It's
That's
awesome.
So good.
The tumblers are great. And then what I haven't got my hands on yet, but I would mm-hmm. like to soon. Especially from when we're back out on tour, is they have the patent on those on the ice boxes, the coolers, the ones that are half dry, half wet.
Oh no way!
And then you can throw a tap on there, the whole nine yards. Kind of like we want to get that Jägermeister tap.
Yeah.
So we got Jäger. We're waiting on that.
Don't tempt me.
So it's kind of like a really cool thing, and I really wanted it for when we start touring again because.
Oh yeah.
It's just something that's going to be invaluable
totally
on the road.
Oh yeah.
What he said was he said that the boys from Bowling for Soup, when they were on tour, they usually have the whole thing filled with like water and so forth. And
yeah.
He's like, it keeps the water frozen all day long, and it keeps their concession down and so forth. It's like there's like a whole. He was telling me about a whole bunch
nice.
Of stuff. But anyway, I'm hoping to do more stuff with Wild Gear soon. And
well, that's cool as hell.
You know, because it's a brand that we can believe in. So anyway,
Wild
that
Gear,
being said.
Yeah.
Man, we were talking about, what do you call it? The VR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was other stuff I wanted to talk about and I can't remember.
We did the vote.
How about Halloween?
Halloween?
Yeah.
I did nothing. Three trick-or-treaters came to my house.
Really?
Three.
It was busy as sin. That's
by
what I
you.
Wanted to talk about.
By you?
Yes, by
well,
me.
That's good.
Okay.
I
so,
think.
So check this out. So, all right, we
did
went.
Did you do trick-or-yeet?
No, what's that?
Where they stand at the end of the driveway and you just go, trick or yeet, and you just throw the candy at them?
That's what I thought you meant. Yeah. I should slap you for that one.
Nah.
The fact that you said yeet on Within Brim Skin irks me.
Well, you said it too.
I didn't mean to say it. I just kind of was like, wait, what? Anyway.
You're in this hole with me.
Yeah, I'm in the hole. I'm trying to dig myself out. Lord. Anyway.
Wah, wah.
So what do you call it? That being said, Halloween. All right.
Yeah,
so
go for it.
So we went, we took Haley out with one of her friends, mm-hmm. and, you know, she hasn't seen because, you know, obviously she's not at school.
Yeah.
So, what do you call it? She plays like Roblox and stuff with her, but, you know, she hasn't seen
it,
any of her friends.
It wasn't an in-person like time in a while. Yeah.
So she was thrilled about that. And we were going out for that.
That's nice.
What do you call it? And, you know, we got back to the house and we had our you know, our visual alarms going off like every 2 seconds because people would just come into the house.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we had left outside, which we never do, but we had a thing that said, hey, take two, move on. You know what I mean? Like, so this way it was, you know, the candy was out on the outside of the house. What do you call it? So all day, everybody was perfectly fine. Then mm-hmm. later on, I got videos and I'll show you them off air. What do you call it? This one freaking heifer, all right, has to come up and she's staring at the freaking bowl, right?
Takes the whole bowl and walks out.
Now, mind you, pay attention to this. I have video cameras all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have the whole video.
Yeah.
She's looking at it. She looks back at her friend. She goes, are we doing it? You ready? Are we doing it? Like, and like a minute goes by. Are we doing it? We can take it. You ready? You ready? It's like, you freaking moron. I was like, had I seen it while it was, you know, at that second, mm-hmm. I wasn't home.
No, yeah.
Otherwise, I would have been like outside and like slapping this girl in the head.
Yeah, I get
you. What I mean? Or like opening the door and made her bust her ass while she's trying to run away.
Yeah.
But Danielle stuck stuff on the bottom so that you couldn't just run with the bowl. Okay, now given it's a dollar,
Clipper.
It's like a little dollar bowl. You know what
Still,
I mean?
Still, it's a thought that counts.
So she's like looking around. She's looking. She's like, oh. And then she takes it. And you see her dump it, like try to pull the whole bowl off, but then she like jacks it because she can't get it off. And so she's like, oh. So she dumps whatever she can inside the bag, uh-huh. and they go take off. I'm like, God, listen, you freaking.
Hey, if they're going to take the whole thing, at least make them work for it.
Like, seriously,
simple
man.
Simple as that.
So then later on that night, so Danielle, you know, refreshed it and whatever. And what do you call it? So later on that night, this dude comes over, and it's the same thing. He's staring at the bowl. He's just staring at it, and he's looking at it and looking at it, and then he just tries to take the whole thing and go and runs with it. But, like, why are you standing and staring at it first? Like, why don't you just take it and go? You know, but at the end of the day, instead of leaving the bowl there, it's a dollar bowl. Mind you, I don't care. It's the principle of the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what kind of a jackass, you know, like, piece of garbage is going to sit there and just take the you're going to take the bowl, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you really need the dollar bowl? You know what I mean?
That's why you got to do
this. Are you that poor?
That's why you got to do the scarecrow thing where you put a scarecrow in the position where the bowl of candy is going to be the whole time. Then you put the bowl of candy on top of the quote-unquote scarecrow, and it's really you in a costume.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they try and take the whole bowl, you go...
Yeah,
and they freak out and run away, and they don't get any candy.
That's pretty funny.
That's the
but
whole thing.
You know, listen, you That's freaking you fat ass. You know, like you're gonna sit there and you're gonna steal all the candy. You know what I mean? Like, are you that broke that you need to steal candy that much of it? Nonetheless,
not broke, greedy,
but broke because you're gonna take the bowl too.
Oh yeah, okay.
That you know what
sense.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, do you need
the
dishes?
The bowl, then, yeah.
Do you want a couple of mugs to go with it? I got more than enough mugs. I can give you some mugs. All right, sweetie, I'll give you some mugs. You'll be all right. Jackass. It's like, seriously though, man.
Yeah, I get you.
Like it's just the principle of the matter. Then there were kids that we saw on other video cameras. I guess a couple had moved into a new house here on the island, different area. And what do you call it? They had just put up the new fences, the big plastic fences.
Yeah, yeah.
These kids, these son of bitches, I don't know who the hell's kids they are or how the hell they were brought up. They drove their cars, two cars, stopped the cars, got out of the cars, and ran face first and jumped through the freaking fences to knock them out of whack, and then ran back to their cars and took off. How the freaking hell are you going to do something like that? Whose kids are they? You know what I'm saying?
Ones that aren't very bright.
Like, seriously. Now, so I said to Danielle, I said, when we switch our fences up, because that's something that we're planning on doing.
Yeah.
But and where our fences are, they wouldn't be able to get to it anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm like, you know, what I'll do is I'm going to put a reinforcement on the back of it. So this way, if they try to jump, you know, go through it, they're going to freaking crack themselves and bounce the hell off.
Yep.
Or I'll put some kind of shanks in there, so when you go through, you're going to cut right through yourself. And if you die, it's your own damn fault. Right?
Fair enough.
Whose fault is that? I didn't tell him to go jumping through my goddamn backyard.
Yeah, you didn't set up a trap.
I just simply did
a deterrent.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Yeah.
You know, I'm doing it for the bears. You know what I mean? I don't want bears coming into my backyard.
We're done.
You know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
No.
I did it for the squirrels.
There you go.
You know, protect them suckers.
Yeah. Protect the squirrels. Wow. Yes. No, absolutely.
No, but seriously, in all actuality, like, there is no reason, you know, that
destroy
anybody
property.
No.
At all. Or even steal.
Listen, man, when I was a kid, we did stupid things. You know, like, but seriously, you're going to destroy people's property?
The type of vandalism that I did was maliciously inconvenient. You know? It wasn't destructive. It was something that you could just be like, nah, man, stupid kids, and you just wipe it off and it's gone.
Meanwhile, they have them all on camera. So basically, you know, they have everything.
Womp, womp,
so
womp.
They're like, well, if you turn yourselves in and pay for the damage, then we won't press charges. If not, we're pressing
bad
charges.
Kiddo.
Stupid asses. Yep. Anyway, thanks again for tuning in to Within Brimskin. We appreciate you. We love you. Make sure to catch Grindhouse Radio every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What do you call it? We appreciate you again for tuning in to Within Brimskin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next week. Oh, and also, make sure that you go buy some stuff on our store, grindhouseradio.com.